Hi everyone and welcome to Two Words with Taku. I'm Taku Mbudzi and I'm recording this podcast all about writing from sunny Melbourne in Australia. Now 2 years ago, I self-published a children's book about friendship. It was the scariest, most terrifying thing I ever did. But on the flip side, it was the most exhilarating and rewarding thing as well. And I certainly gained courage and creative freedom from that whole process. A year ago, I sat down and I made 20 little videos about my experience of self-publishing and I put them on YouTube, but nobody watched them. Like, no, seriously, hardly anybody watched them. They're still there looking pretty. But when I put them on Instagram and I started to tag them with writer hashtags or self-publishing hashtags, graphic design, etc., then I started to get a lot more interest and conversations were happening around that whole world of self-publishing. And so now that I've got this podcast, it only makes sense to share those tips here as well. Mind you, they were recorded a year ago. Most of that still applies, how I felt, what I went through, and my advice and feedback, but also some things might have changed. Either way, I hope that you find them useful. And if you have any questions, you can find me and my writing and my contact details at taku.com.au. If you really want to watch the videos and watch my face as I describe some of these things, you can find me at Taku TV on YouTube. Thanks, and I really hope you enjoy these. If you are going to write a book, if you're going to self-publish a book, you have to do your homework. You have to research what other books are out there, what other stories are being told and who's telling them and where are they and what are people interested in? What books are you reading? There's something really quite, confronting about wanting to write a book, walking into a bookshop and you're not quite there yet, but you know, you've got to almost take that leap of faith to get it done. So I say that a lot because I did struggle at the beginning when I was still looking to do my book. I'd walk into a bookshop and honestly, it was really hard for me because I'd go, how am I going to do this? When is my book going to actually be here? When am I going to be able to hold a copy of mine? And what was quite a big process was doing the research of finding out, you know, what are the kinds of things that people are interested in? How do they write their books? And with me, I was writing a children's picture book and I'd always taken them for granted. You just read them and, oh, they're cute. You know, I grew up on Dr. Seuss and all that stuff. Oh, that's cool. But it is an actual, an art form. So there's a process. There are ways of doing it. There are, you know, guidelines almost. It really opened my eyes. And so I definitely encourage people to do their homework. So work out, you know, if you write your book, where will it sit? What genre is it? That was another big thing. What genre is your book? So I guess that's the other thing, is just really being committed to research what kind of story you're going to end up telling, how it's going to look, what else other writers are doing, and then also finding out what's current, what's interesting, what's a real story that you can tell. For me, writing my book called Multicultural Me, it's because I'm Zimbabwean and I'm Australian and I live in Australia and I hadn't been seeing a lot of books by people like me. And so that was part of that decision-making process for me is, okay, well then I'm going to step out and write this book because of what I've researched, because of what I've seen, there is a need. So that's what I'm putting out to you guys is do your homework, suss out who's writing the stories you want to tell already. And if there isn't somebody, then that's perfect.
You've been listening to Two Words with Taku. You can find more of my writing and speaking adventures at taku.com.au. I'm on social media as well. So Instagram and Twitter, I am at Taku Speaks. On Facebook and on YouTube, look for Taku TV. Thanks for listening.